Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're in the Volunteer State to profile Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty, a leader whose career has spanned the worlds of high finance, international diplomacy, and now the U.S. Senate.
He has a very impressive resume that is quite different from many of his colleagues. Before we get to his time as an ambassador, let's start with his career in business and state government.
It's a career that was deeply focused on economics. Bill Hagerty earned his law degree and then went into the world of finance. He worked for the Boston Consulting Group and then in private equity, eventually co-founding his own successful investment firm, Hagerty Peterson & Company. He spent decades in the private sector. He first entered public service in a major way when Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam appointed him as the state's Commissioner of Economic and Community Development. He was essentially Tennessee's top job czar. During his tenure, the state was named State of the Year for Economic Development multiple times, and he was credited with helping to attract major companies and create tens of thousands of jobs.
And that success in state government led to a major appointment on the national stage as the U.S. Ambassador to Japan.
That's right. In 2017, President Donald Trump, for whom Hagerty had worked on his transition team, nominated him to be the U.S. Ambassador to Japan. This is one of our nation's most critical diplomatic posts. As ambassador, he was at the center of American policy in the Indo-Pacific. He was a key player in strengthening the security alliance between the U.S. and Japan to counter growing threats from North Korea and China. He was also deeply involved in tense and complex trade negotiations, working to secure a new trade agreement between the two countries that was more favorable to American farmers and automakers. His time as ambassador gave him an incredible front-row seat to the most pressing economic and national security challenges facing the United States.
So after serving in that high-level diplomatic role, what prompted him to run for the U.S. Senate in 2020?
When the long-serving and respected Senator Lamar Alexander announced his retirement, it created a rare open Senate seat in Tennessee. Hagerty, with his strong business credentials, his service in a popular state administration, and his close ties to President Trump, was seen as a very formidable candidate. He received the president's endorsement very early in the race, which was a huge factor in his primary victory. He ran on a platform of bringing his business and diplomatic experience to Washington, promising to be a staunch conservative voice for Tennessee. He won the general election decisively.
In the Senate, he has landed on a trifecta of very powerful committees. How does he leverage his background in those roles?
His committee assignments are a perfect match for his resume. He serves on the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, where his decades of experience in finance give him a deep understanding of the issues. He serves on the Foreign Relations Committee, where his experience as ambassador to Japan makes him an immediate and credible voice, especially on issues related to China and trade in the Indo-Pacific. And he serves on the powerful Appropriations Committee, which writes the bills that fund the federal government. This combination of committees makes him one of the most well-positioned senators to influence economic, foreign, and fiscal policy.
So what are his key policy priorities now that he's in the Senate?
His priorities are very clear. He is a fiscal conservative focused on cutting what he sees as wasteful government spending and reducing the national debt. He is a strong advocate for pro-growth economic policies, including tax cuts and deregulation, which he argues will unleash the private sector, just as he aimed to do in Tennessee. On foreign policy, he is a hawk, particularly on China. He believes the U.S. must take a much stronger stance to counter China's economic and military ambitions. He is a reliable conservative vote and a strong ally of the populist wing of the Republican Party, using his platform to champion an America First agenda on the global stage.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.